So what you thinking after watching that video and shit? We're talking about the Minnesota thing.
First of all, she didn't run over the ICE agent.
Exactly.
She may have tapped him. But he was running and walking and...
Yeah.
So, like, I like how Erin Burnett kept pointing that out.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Because Trump was like, he's lucky to be alive.
Yeah, dude all tried to make it seem like... See, that's one thing people... Yeah, Trump.
And then, you know what the other thing is?
Man, I can't stand
Christy Noem was like, I'm going to make sure that this is prosecuted as a domestic terrorism act. The lady's dead. Who are you prosecuting?
That's what I was wondering when she was up there lying for the
fucking
second time.
Dumbass bitch.
All right, y'all. We didn't want to spend too much time on that. Because obviously everyone's going to be talking about it, and it's just...
I'm sure more news will come out.
Right, more news will come out about it, but...
Obviously, but we just got a king-size bed, so... That's
we're putting
we're
that together,
on.
Yep.
Yeah. It's huge.
Man, this bed is huge.
It's like a whole new life.
Man!
Because we had a full-size bed.
Yep.
Before, so it's like...
About
like
2 feet.
2 to 3 more feet of room.
Exactly.
Which Chewy will take over.
I think Michelle's got a story. Wait, you sent me something, didn't you? Let me see.
But basically, it's just a pressure point. So instead of Venezuela selling the oil on the U.S. market, more or less than China will be selling that oil.
What's this one? Police fatally shoot man?
For the people of Venezuela, for the U.S., it gives us a
coercive power. Was this something I sent you?
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything.
Oh, okay. Six women found chained.
Oh, that I've read.
Yeah.
Basically, to bend Venezuela to their will, whatever that will may be.
Yeah, and I'll also
point out. Let me get my phone.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm looking at this story Michelle sent me. No. Not that one. Well, I haven't even seen that one yet then. Hold up. You sent me a People magazine one? They got some good, well, you know, not good, but you know what I mean. Yeah, People magazine, they got an online thing. They got like a crime section too. I don't have a People one, baby.
Oh, that the police fatally shoot man armed with a machete?
Whoa.
Oh, breaking news. So, you know that couple, the dentist, that him and his wife were murdered in Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that a female from the home, a.k.a. the wife, a couple months ago called 911 for a domestic dispute.
What story is that one, baby?
The
dentist?
Yeah, so the wife called...
Chewy, get off the table, Bubba. Down.
The wife called 911 that, oh, it was a party guest, not the wife.
Oh.
So she did not place the 911 call reporting a domestic dispute a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
The call was made by someone attending a house party the couple was hosting.
Go grab a light.
So in April... At like 2:45 in the morning, this woman called 911 crying and said that her and her man got into it. And then, she called 911 back and said like she didn't need police officers. So isn't that interesting?
That's nuts.
I'm just wondering, so like, I'm just, because there was no forced entry.
Oh, then that's it.
Okay, but it could be like
that
somebody.
That don't mean ain't nobody didn't.
It could be somebody pretending to be a delivery person. Because if somebody's like dressed up in like, and holding a box, even if they're not dressed up like a delivery person, if there's somebody holding a box, a package, right? Because you know, like Amazon people don't always have the Amazon vest.
That's true.
They're just regular people.
Mm-hmm.
So what if somebody came to the door, rang the doorbell, had a box, and they were just like delivery, you know, from Amazon. And so they opened the door, and then maybe they thought maybe they were trying to do like a home invasion, and ended up
trying to invade that home.
And then things got hectic, and they ended up shooting the people. I don't know. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's someone they know, or that they were on bullshit.
That's
or
a good point.
It could have just been like somebody had been casing their home. Maybe they drive nice cars. The house looks nice. You know. Maybe it was like, maybe they had work done in their home a couple months ago. And someone, a worker saw like nice stuff.
So what you're saying is you never know what the actual scenario is.
Right. Yeah, you don't.
She had a 2-year-old?
6-year-old.
Minnesota Senator Tina Smith says she
Aaron
was
Burnett,
an American citizen. Renee was American. Good's mother spoke to the Minneapolis Star Tribune and disputes DHS's claims that she was challenging ICE agents, as you saw the eyewitness also do. She says her daughter is not part of anything like that at all. As Renee was one of the kindest people I've ever known. She was extremely compassionate. She's taken care of people all her life. She was loving, forgiving, and affectionate. She was an amazing human being. Donna Ginger has lost her daughter tonight.
It's too bad.
Thank you so much for joining us as our
such crap.
Ain't that crazy?
Just that, like, and the narrative they're pushing.
What would make do, and then like just what makes you, to me honestly, it almost looked like he made sure he got, it almost looked like if you watch it really, 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 really closely,
yeah,
it almost looks like for about a split tiny second, he almost like kind of leaned in to make sure that he got a good shot before he moved. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing to note is
do y'all know what I'm saying?
The other thing to note is that he was, like, dragged by a car earlier this year.
What was
so
that
like,
about? Was he running in front of that one, too?
Right.
Trying to be superhero
right.
and
but
shit?
But, like, is that why he shot? Because of what happened to him prior? I'm saying, like, is that, like, was he even ready to be back in the field?
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? If he had issues before.
Oh, here it is again. But she was telling them that she was waving them, go by.
Yeah.
Go. So I just don't understand though why they're even yanking on her door telling her to get the fuck out the car.
It looked
like
she
why
was
are
just
they
trying
doing
to get
that?
By.
That's, see, exactly. Her wheels turned in right. She was trying to turn. He knew that. He knows that. And then did you see how he was just walking all casually after he killed her?
Right.
There was no, oh my God, I just shot you.
Right.
Dude killed her and was just walking down the street like he was taking a walk. Like he was just taking a walk. I'm like, dude, you just killed somebody. There's no emotion on dude.
He fired in the windshield and then in her window.
That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he fired not just once.
He kind of leaned up in for a second to make sure he got a shot in that window. Yeah. He wasn't worried about getting hit by that car.
And he's walking just fine.
Exactly.
Inside the open window with his left hand. He's the one who said to the lady in the car, get the F out of the car or the vehicle. The other officer is now in front of her car, and her reverse lights go out. When the car begins to move forward, the officer unholsters his weapon. He fires once, it appears, toward the windshield. A second time, what appears to be her open window, and a third shot immediately afterwards. The car then goes careening down the street, and as you see, the officer reholsters his weapon. Now, we've also obtained a second video filmed from the other side of the incident. So it's a different angle, and I want to play that for you, too. In it, the officer who fires the shots is in the middle of the right side of your screen. So we're going to play this video again with the officer who shoots circle, so you can again more clearly see his location in relationship to the vehicle, which was going to be an important question moving forward. Again, let's look at that in slow motion to further assess the officer's location in relationship to the vehicle. The officer is on the right side of your screen. Eventually, he backs up a step or two. It appears he comes into contact with the forward-moving vehicle and fires three shots. Now, there's still a lot we do not know about what happened today. Here's what we do know. We know the woman killed has been identified as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good. That's according to Minnesota Senator Tina Smith. The city of Minneapolis says the incident happened around 9:30 a.m. local time. Just 2 hours later or so.
Just move out the way more. It was almost like, you grazed me, I'm killing you now.
It's kind of like that kid on Lake Drive.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
Where that officer like jumped in front of the vehicle and started shooting.
Mm-hmm. And then this dumbass lady is up here just lying. And then this idiot behind her shaking his head, just nodding, just agreeing with her. Do you hear her ass?
Like she's not even a human.
Right, yeah, she, that Chrissy Gnome ain't even a human being. She said the officer who shot three times to protect himself and others around him. I get so sick of them being able to use that damn excuse.
Yeah.
They get a lot of leeway, police do, just with that word, that discretion. That gives them a lot of, like, outs. Just that one word, discretion. All right, y'all.
We got the investment. I get it. Just give us a second. We have medics on scene. We have our own medics.
Where are they? Where are they? How can I relax? You just killed my f***ing neighbor. You caught your butter in the f***ing face. You killed my f***ing neighbor. How do you show up to work every day? You're killing my neighbors, you're stealing my neighbors, what the fuck, man?
I understand her anger, y'all, that's what I'm saying, like, and I'm pissed off, and you know what I mean, like, and I'm, you know what I mean? I'm not involved in a situation like they are, and I'm upset, so this is the lady, this is the eyewitness right here, her name is Emily Heller.
Blocking traffic so they couldn't progress. She was totally peaceful, and ICE, it seemed completely unorganized. They didn't really know what they were doing. They were screaming at her to move, move, move. And then they approached her vehicle aggressively and tried to open her door. And then that's when she got spooked and she reversed her vehicle to turn her wheels to try to escape. And that's when an ICE agent stepped in front of her vehicle and said, stop. And then, I mean, she was already moving, and then point blank shot her through her windshield in the face. I don't want to be here, but I knew that this would be twisted and it would be self-defense, and that's absolutely not what happened. But it's just, my life is forever changed from having witnessed this, and I just can't let this narrative that it was self-defense go any further, because it's absolutely not what it was. And
exactly. Shout out Emily Heller. Exactly.
My neighborhood.
Exactly. Because that's what they're going to try to do. That's what they're already trying to do. They're trying to set. And then that bitch got up there. And then just lie, dude. These people are supposed to be our leaders. And they're up there lying through their fucking teeth about everything. And that's why it gets so frustrating, because some of you people supported this bullshit, man. If Trump's not president, that doesn't happen yesterday. If Trump doesn't send ICE to Minneapolis, that doesn't happen yesterday. That lady is still alive. She would still be fucking alive. That's negative ripple effect. You see what I'm talking about now? Ripple effect is a bitch. They don't need them. They don't need ICE in Minnesota. Dude was mad about some fraud or something that was going on or something like that. And if there was, you go deal with that. That's a financial situation. What are you sending ICE into the streets for, to fight a fraud, some fraud that you feel is happening? Wouldn't that have you up in somebody's office building or searching somebody's computer or their records or trying to find out why they're hustling people out of money or stealing grants or whatever the fuck you think they're doing? Why are you out in the streets fighting fraud? Why is ICE arresting people? And you're claiming there's fraud in your state, and they're out harassing and throwing people and killing people and shooting people in the face and shit. It looked to me personally, it looked like that ICE agent tried to make sure that he got a good shot off. He wasn't worried about getting mowed down by that car. Sounds like he doesn't have too much of, good morning, baby. Sounds like he doesn't have too much of a problem jumping in front of people's vehicles. Because didn't they say that cop that shot that lady, didn't they say that he was in front of another vehicle recently? So it don't sound like he's too scared about being in front of vehicles. Maybe he positioned himself in front of vehicles so he can have a reason to shoot somebody. Man, that shit's pissing me off. But like, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. We got to sit here and take it. And just wait for this president to be gone in 3 years. That's all we can do, y'all. All right, y'all. About to get in the shower.
First thoughts of the day. Let's see. I don't think anything's really changed overnight.
If anything, Trump and him are probably lying about it more.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out a way to. Kristi Noem is something else, man.
Right. She's another one that can go in the garbage.
Man, she's so like.
I just.
Like, what is it with these people that they just continue to kiss his ass and just do whatever he wants?
Right.
To please one individual. One!
Right. Like, is your career that important? Yeah.
He was 80.
Right. Like, he can't ruin your life.
Exactly.
I mean, he can try. But, like, if you're a good person, you're a good person. You know?
Right, that part.
I just...
Some of this stuff is just, like...
It's head-scratching.
Right.
Because you're just like, is this really...
Is this really taking place?
Sometimes I'm just really at a loss. Like, I don't know... I feel repetitive.
It's baffling.
Yeah, it's baffling. Yeah, it's a good one.
And you're constantly asking yourself, like, how can human beings be this way?
Yeah.
So then you gotta ask yourself, why are they being the way they are?
Racist. I don't...
I know people don't like hearing that word and shit, but I'll continue to say it. We all know racism's a thing. We all know, you know, it's a thing, but, like, no one wants to be called a racist, though. Well, then where are all the fucking racists at? If we claim we know that racism still exists, we all this shit, but no one wants to be called a racist. So where the fuck are they at? Because they're out here. Then as soon as we point one out, we'll be like, look, that was some racist bullshit. People try to find an out or give an excuse. Or try to say it's not. I tell you not to believe your eyes. Don't believe what your eyes are showing you. Don't believe what your ears are, what you're hearing. Don't believe what I don't believe that I just called you the N-word.
Yeah. This coffee is good. It's strong.
Thank you, baby. Yeah, it's strong. It's Thursday.
Ugh, little jolts there.
Mm-hmm. I was telling the peeps that we're breaking our new bed in.
Yeah, and my little cute alarm clock came in.
Mm-hmm.
I had 30 minutes left.
You decided it was time to get up. Yeah. What else is going on out here in the world?
Yeah, I mean, all they're talking about is this ICE shooting. Mm-hmm.
So just off what you saw, though, what is your personal opinion on the footage and everything? You're just being just straight up just honest about what your eye showed you. What do you think?
Well, she waved that truck along, so they should have just gone like the other vehicle in front of them did. I don't even know why they stopped. Because the other ICE vehicle went around her. She waved one car around. They went around.
Mm-hmm.
That pickup truck stopped.
You got a coffee, baby? Already?
Yeah. Okay.
Right, yeah.
And, like, immediately got aggressive with her.
I think dude was pissed off. You know, kind of like the cops, they always want to be in control. And just like, I think dude was also pissed off that she was, like, waving him to go around.
Maybe.
Kind of like that, how dare you fucking tell me what... And then just to walk up to the door, yank on it, get out and all that shit, just...
Get the fuck out.
Right, dude. What
and
are
just
you doing?
So.
Like, why do you want her to get out of her vehicle? So you can harass her?
Right.
That's why you want her out the vehicle.
Right.
You're mad because she's videotaping. Sometimes they get upset. Which is your legal right to video record.
Right,
but
and they don't
get
like
upset
that.
Still.
Yeah.
And that's when you see them start smacking phones out of people's hands and all that other type of stuff. Yeah, they don't know how to control their anger. And I'm getting sick of the cops saying they fear for their life. You guys go into almost every situation more prepared, more ready for any kind of situation than anybody. You guys got billy clubs, handcuffs, tasers, guns, a walkie-talkie, all this shit back up.
Yeah,
and
I mean...
you keep saying, I fear for my life. I'm tired of that damn excuse.
Right.
And I'm not saying they never do fear for their lives. I'm not saying that for one second. But that's where the training comes in and all that shit. But if you don't have the discipline or you have hate in your heart, I don't care how much training they give you.
Yeah. Also...
Because that hate's going to outweigh that training.
Also, like, he put his fellow officers at risk with firing so close to them. Because that one officer was, like, still in her, trying to open her door kind of thing. And he's firing. He could have shot his fellow officer in the side of the head. So, like, let's just put aside the fact that he shot through her windshield or whatever, and think of the danger he put
everyone else into.
There
was another vehicle on the side of that one.
That like was his. SUV. That was his.
Oh, and
that's where he came out of. Yeah.
I think there was someone else in that vehicle as well.
And there was, so she had a passenger. So, like, he put that passenger at risk. There was another citizen outside of her car on the other side.
People's homes across the street.
There were people on the sidewalk that we, where the camera was coming from. I mean, he really put a lot of people at risk.
Yeah.
By just shooting. He could have just got out of the fucking way.
That shit's crazy. That stuff didn't even have to happen.
Right. I mean, it was irresponsible and reckless.
Oh, good time.
But who am I?
Reckless as fuck. Right, so you want ready for breakfast, Judy? All right, I'm going to feed these pets.
All right, y'all, we're going to finish getting ready for work. One more sleep to the weekend. Yeah. And we are loving this bed.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Chewy? King size bed. All right, y'all. You ready for breakfast?
She's ready for breakfast.
Morning, Marley.
All right, Chewy.
Yeah, we'll be feeding Chewy the fresh pet.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah, that Philadelphia cheesecake was so good. Strawberry cheesecake I bought.
Jesus, Chewy.
You said the coffee is good.
Strong.
Okay.
They had their morning kiss.
What, baby?
Chewy and Marley had their morning kiss.
Oh, yeah.
So cute. Here, I'm going to move this table.
Okay.
Yeah, every morning they have their little morning kiss. It's so cute.
See what else is going on out here. Well, Packers play Saturday, huge game. Shout out Ashley from Big Brother. Okay, let's see. Oh, here's one.
On the sidewalk, on a number of neighbors who are observers on the sidewalk on the west side of Portland Avenue. There was also a number of federal agents. I'm not sure how many, but, you know, at least 7 or 8 in the area. There was one agent right next to the driver's side window of the vehicle of the woman who was shot. And I could see that he was yelling at her, but I was too far away, I couldn't hear anything that he said.
And after that exchange, she drove off.
It appeared that she tried to accelerate in her vehicle, and that was the time that the officer fired.
After after those moments, a lot of people ran into help. So kind of walk me through what happened after the woman in the vehicle crashed.
Yeah. It was horrible. I mean, she crashed her car into a parked car in front of me. She was clearly unconscious. A neighbor ran across the street and opened her car door to see if she could provide any assistance or medical assistance. There was a lot of yelling and screaming and concern from the neighbors. The woman who had been trying to provide medical assistance stepped out of the vehicle and was covered in blood on her clothing, and was yelling at anybody nearby to call 911. And it was around that time that federal agents surrounded the vehicle and told everybody nearby to back up. They were holding firearms, and it was quite intimidating and scary.
Were you able to see any emergency vehicles come and try to give aid?
No. The neighbor who had been trying to provide medical assistance to the driver of the vehicle, she had a dog with her, and I offered to get her dog to a safe place because I live.
Let's see if we can find some information on the woman that died.
This is an ongoing investigation, and I don't have all the facts.
Come on, baby.
She should have just said, this is an ongoing investigation, and I don't have all the facts.
Exactly. But instead...
any type of analysis that they need to do. And so this is something that we will probably do.
Hi, baby. Ice done killed a 37-year-old white lady in Minnesota.
I watched the press conference.
Have you seen the video yet?
No,
there's tons of them. Yeah,
I mean, I saw one video, but it was like after the fact.
Yeah, he shot her. So she was like, had her car kind of kitty corner, right? So she had it was parked, and then they ran up to the car. Well, not ran up to the car, but they got out their vehicle. Ice walked up to her car. And I think they were telling her to get out or whatever. And then, like, one of them tried to open her door. So she tried to reverse her vehicle.
And then she... get out of the way or
something. So she reversed like this. And then she went, like, because the ICE agent was right here, right? Where my hand is. She reversed her car and then went like this. She tried to go like this.
Mm.
Like that. To go around him.
Yeah.
So she was basically trying to turn her wheel towards the right to straighten out to leave. So he was like basically on the left, kind of where the light is, front left,
mm-hmm.
front. So he shot and tried to get out the way all at the same time. Instead of just trying to get out the way. Wouldn't you just try to get out of the way of a vehicle? Instead of trying to shoot as well?
Because
if she would have tried to, when she reversed, if her intent or goal was to run him over, she would have reversed and then just ran him straight over. Because she reversed her car.
Like backed up and was trying
right.
to go this way.
Right.
And he was here.
Right. And he shot.
In the head.
Yeah, shot her in the head. So my point is that when she reversed, her intent was to run him over, she would have reversed and then just went straight at him. She wouldn't have been trying to turn her wheel towards the right.
Right. Because even the
right?
Even the mayor, and it sounds like the police chief too, were like, we just watched the video.
The chief didn't go as hard as the mayor did.
No, but you could tell
the mayor was like, that's bullshit. And then that Chrissy Noem got up there and said that it was domestic terrorism. It was self-defense. She was saying, she was like, nothing what she said matched anything. She said that the ICE agents were snowed in and they were trying to get their vehicle out of the snow and all this other bullshit. And like,
yeah, because I saw the part the mayor was like, none of what they said is what
none of
we
it.
Saw in the video.
None of it. It wasn't even like close. And then you ain't even supposed to do that. She was basically giving the ICE agent an out.
Right.
You're basically saying that he was innocent and it was justified what he did. There's a court case, all this shit's got to go to court and everything. And
yeah.
You're sitting here saying that the dude's justified and it was okay that he killed her.
Yeah.
37-year-old white woman, white community. I ain't even trying to be funny. What y'all gonna do? Because, baby, would you, if you're being brutally honest, when you hear about, and we don't know every time a white person gets killed by the police what the community does, but it seems like when, because white people get killed by the cops too, yeah. It seems like they don't come out and march and protest and get all up in arms about that. They'll come out and protest others. They'll come out and protest when one of ours gets killed.
Yeah.
I was always wondering why that's not like a thing with them. I think sometimes when one of their people get killed, not in this instance, but like if it's a white criminal and the police kill them, the white people are willing to throw them away. They're willing to be like, oh, well, they probably deserved it. They're willing to throw like one of theirs over the board. And then the cops need to stop saying that shit like, oh, well, let it investigate and it'll come all out and we can't just rush the judge. You guys do that with us.
Right.
Every time Lil Ray Ray does a robbery or shoots somebody, whatever, you want to set the whole narrative on and make it seem like all the whole black community is thugs and criminals and about to go to jail and is shooting up everything and it's dangerous. But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you guys say that about us. So we're going to say that about the police when they fuck up and when they do foul shit.
Yeah.
That's just how that's going to be. But you can't say we got to be a certain way, but then you guys can't. Or, you know what I mean?
Right. And so it sounds like there were plenty of witnesses, too.
Plenty. There was one. I saw one video of a dude. He was in his crib videotaping the whole thing. He saw them. He had the video of them taking her and carrying her body away. There was, like, blood all in the snow and shit.
And they didn't even, like, trying to, like, give her aid.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard that some people tried to run up to the car to help, and that police were pointing guns at them, telling them to leave.
Yeah.
Don't help.
I did hear that, too. Or I read that on CNN.
Whitney, thank you so much. Just that shit's crazy as hell, man. Ripple effect is real. Right. And then here's the other thing. Trump's bitch ass say that they went to Minnesota because of fraud or whatever?
Yeah.
So how is ICE fighting fraud? Why is ICE in the neighborhoods if you're there because there's fraud?
Yeah, like,
wouldn't you be up in somebody's office or somebody's place of business trying to, not in the streets trying to, before I forget, you know what's going on too, y'all, right? Some of these people that ICE is out looking for or arresting or saying that have warrants out and they're looking, they don't really have warrants out.
No, they don't.
These would be people that maybe have a criminal record before. Or they're in that process where they're going to see their agents and all that kind of stuff, and they're waiting. They're arresting those individuals.
Or just
and saying that
people.
They have, you know, a warrants out for, and they're looking for people. These people don't even have warrants out, some of them. They just want to arrest people that have criminal convictions.
I mean, they're arresting people like that have no crimes.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But they're targeting people that do have past criminal records. And they're going after them and they're trying to make it seem like these people have active warrants out for their arrest and that they're fugitives and shit and all that. They just have criminal records in their past. You know what I mean? They might have made it off parole and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because Trump's mad that some people didn't get intercepted by ICE when they got released from prison.
Right.
He's mad about that. So that's what some of the people, they're trying to go back and kick some of them out because they don't feel they ever should have got released from prison.
Right.
Because, like, remember we told you a lot of times ICE doesn't intercept everyone when they get released from prison, depending on what type of crime you have. They won't deport you. And so those are some of the people that they're going after now. Because they're like, fuck that. They should have been sent out when they... You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm telling you, those are some of the people they're going after. I know some people are probably like, ah, that don't make no sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Look it up.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but it's happening.
Yep. All right, y'all.
More bullshit.
More nonsense. There was a shooting in Utah. Suspect still on the loose.
We'll be checking in with you today. We're also following breaking news.
Who do you think did that?
Two people confirmed dead, six others injured after a shooting outside a building at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The suspect is not in custody. Now, they were attending a funeral at the time. Police also do not believe that the shooting was random, but they do not believe that the church was the target. Our breaking news coverage continues ahead. CNN This Morning, a community reeling. I'll be speaking to a member of the Minnesota State Senate who represents the people of South Minneapolis. And to no one's surprise, Republicans are blaming the rhetoric. But do the protests around ICE, do they help the situation? And it's a simple message from the governor, get out. We're going to talk to the group chat next, get their thoughts on all of this rhetoric.
I have a very simple message. We do not need any further help from the federal government. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough.
Yes, who's back?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Here's some documented cases and examples where emergency medical services, paramedics, or first responders failed to render aid, refused to help, or delayed care, sometimes resulting in death, controversy, or legal action. In Philadelphia, a 57-year-old man, Robert Santiago, pressed his emergency alert, but EMS knocked lightly and left without giving aid. When he didn't answer the door, he was found dead the next day. His family filed a lawsuit alleging negligence. In Pittsburgh, a man died after calling 911 repeatedly over severe abdominal pain during a snowstorm. A lawsuit alleged EMS and dispatch failed to respond or transport him in time. In Rialto, California, paramedics responding to a man in cardiac arrest refused to enter a care facility due to a policy or protocol, standing outside while nurses attempted CPR. The man died, and a $100 million wrongful death claim was filed. During protests at George Floyd Square, emergency responders were unable to reach the victims immediately to render aid because police and walking routes were blocked, raising concerns about delayed medical access. Yeah, sometimes, like, the police don't let them because they need to clear the scene. After Tyree Nichols was brutally beaten in Memphis, EMTs reportedly failed to check vital signs or render medical aid for 19 minutes while he laid injured.
19 minutes?
Yeah, contributing to scrutiny of their response.
Y'all know how long 19 minutes is?
Yep.
A minute is long if you literally just, like, count it down.
In D.C., a 77-year-old collapsed near a fire station, but firefighters EMS refused to render aid unless an official 911 dispatch occurred, leading to his death. A lawsuit was filed alleging inadequate response and training. In Los Angeles, paramedics refused to render aid to a gunshot victim until police arrived. By then, the victim died. The court ruled paramedics had no enforceable duty, but the case is often cited in discussions about EMS obligations. In Oslo, Norway, paramedics left an injured man in a park, decided he didn't need urgent care, and didn't properly assess him, drawing public outrage and disciplinary actions. It's crazy.
It is.
Super! Little Styles P. This is old school Styles P. It's called Switch My Style.
Mario!
Mario!
G-H-O-S-T, give me a G-U-N and some S-M-O-K-E. I'm on a B-L-O-C-K with a G-L-O-C-K with my bad bitch, and she came from BK. Heard about the work and they ran and told a DA. DA told the feds how I had it out in VA. Now I'm on a L-O-W. It's fucked up cause all I tried to do was B-L-O-W. Hate them R-A-T's, give me your M-A-C. I make the motherfuckers R-I-P. I'm in the H-O-O-D. It's G-O-O-D. I ain't a B-R-C, but you can believe I'm a OG. My W, double E-D in the O-Z. 760-L-I, and I'm low-key. S dot P dot.
It's just lyrics, y'all. So for people that are like, wow, the N-words and all the cussing and all the violence in the hip-hop, y'all probably watched some shoot-'em-up-ass movie earlier today or whatever. You know what I mean? So y'all can't be blaming rap music on violence and shit. Don't do that.
Frontin' like the ghost, but them niggas went liquor shots to switch my style. It's a thousand little needs. Only thing I'm majoring, the motherfuckers little needs to switch my style. Before I got a body something, nigga, you ain't styles. Why you acting like your body something? R-U-F-F-R-Y-D-E-D-B-L-O-C-K till I D-E-I in the middle. I'm hopping out the sunroof, so I'ma play the backseat. Ride in the middle on my Justin Timberlake shit. Cry me a river, but niggas need their dope cut, slide me the scissors, no dare testing us. The niggas call me Glade, cause if I don't get paid, I spray like air fresheners.
ICE agents fatally shot Silverio Villegas Gonzalez during a traffic stop. DHS claimed he tried to flee and dragged an agent with his vehicle, prompting the shooting. No criminal charges have been brought against the ICE agent. Federal prosecutors have not publicly filed charges, and there's no indication that a grand jury has returned an indictment in this specific shooting. The FBI field office, Chicago field office, has been cited as leading the investigation response, but findings have not been publicly released. When was that? Oh, September 2025. ICE agents involved were not wearing body cameras, which severely limits public evidence and complicates outside review. ICE has a stated policy requiring body cams where available, but distribution is incomplete. Interesting. So they're supposed to be wearing body cameras.
Over the last 5 years, our police department has dramatically improved. We are the change that we all want to see.
Oh, here's another one, too. Los Angeles traffic stop shooting, October 21st, 2025. ICE agents and a U.S. Marshal shot a motorist after authorities said he tried to flee and ran federal agents. So in this incident, the suspect, Carlitos Ricardo Perez, has been charged with assaulting a federal officer following the encounter, which could carry significant prison time. No charges against agents. There have been no reports of prosecutors charging the federal agents. The use of force in this case is portrayed by authorities as defensive and within policy. The agents and U.S. Marshals' injuries were treated medically, and the focus of legal action has been on the suspect's alleged conduct. Let me see. An investigation is ongoing after federal agents shot a man in the elbow, and a deputy U.S. Marshal was hit in the hand by a ricocheted bullet during an immigration enforcement operation in South Los Angeles, police said. The Los Angeles Police Department said the incident was reported shortly before 9 a.m. and involved a federal agent being shot. A Department of Homeland Security statement given to Fox News said the deputy marshal and a man suspected of illegal entry into the U.S. were shot and injured during what the DHS called a targeted traffic stop. Causing so many problems. I don't know about that. Let's see.
The tenor of the ads and memes themselves, I think, are kind of revealing. What do you see?
Yeah, we've seen some very strong white supremacist imagery, you know, akin to what you saw in Nazi Germany in recruitment ads from that era.
What do you mean by that?
We've seen a lot of sort of this defend the, well, we've seen this sort of defend the homeland slogan that they've used, with depicting sort of a idealized white suburban lifestyle that somehow is being overrun by brown and black hordes of criminal migrants. And what we've also seen that I think is particularly troubling is the officers who are showing up for the academy are not the best and brightest. That we've actually seen reports that a large number of them are failing basic physical fitness standards, that they are washing out at very high rates of the academy because the proper vetting isn't being done. Some of them.
They're talking about like the ICE recruitment and all that shit. You know what I mean? They're just basically saying like how like a lot of them like really aren't qualified. And then they're talking about like how like the ads, when they're like trying to get people to become ICE agents and stuff, and like the ads that they put out and all that kind of stuff, a lot of them are racist. Like the ads that they put out when they're asking people to become ICE agents and all that stuff, go look at them. Go look at some of the ads where they're asking for ICE to join or become an ICE agent and all that, apply and all that. Go look at it. Some of the messaging and all that is purely racist. Purely racist.
Knowing who they were going after. And today what we're seeing is that...
Stuck in the snow.
Yeah, she was lying. And then she doubled down on it the second time.
Yeah.
When she actually went to Minnesota the second time, she doubled down on that rhetoric and said that they were stuck in the snow. They weren't stuck in the snow.
Right.
Where are their vehicle? Where
are they stuck?
Right. Where is the ICE vehicle stuck at? And that's my one of my main things too. Is that
to get your thoughts on this question of medical care.
Oh, you know what happens too sometimes? People may think this sounds crazy and far-fetched, but it happens. You know sometimes, EMS, they'll be letting people die. They'll be letting people die sometimes, black and brown people, then we won't be rendering aid and shit when they get there. I'll pull up some cases if y'all think I'm lying. Or look, Google, ChatGTP or Google that shit, ask them. Look, just Google, say something like to the effect of EMS, cases of EMS not rendering aid and or letting people die or whatever. There's real cases of that shit happening, y'all. You think I'm just sitting here just talking shit? And why do some people get upset when people like us point out the flaws and the bullshit and the racism and all the stuff? And like when we point it out and say, look here, this individual did this, and then we talk about it and we're like, that's wrong, they shouldn't be doing that to people, why do we get pushback on that? What is that? And we say that all the time. The former Minneapolis police chief was saying that. They had her license plate. They had all her information. They could have dealt with her later.
Right.
She lived right there. I believe she lived right across the street, or she lived on that block. Like
that lady was like, you just shot my neighbor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
growing quickly.
Look at him just yanking on the door, just like, get out of there. Like, I want to dominate you. Get out that vehicle so I can control you.
Sort of put, you know, basically been given the energy to do these kinds of enforcement efforts in civilian society where there is no, there's no law enforcement purpose for this. They're not, they don't have an arrest warrant for anyone nor for Ms. Good.
Exactly.
It's clear that the former police chief is absolutely right. Standards, a use of force standards are always, the police officer should not put himself in imminent danger.
Right.
So even if you argue that she was running him over, he could have easily gotten out of the way. They have her driver's license. I mean, her right. plate. They
her
have
plate's her on the thing.
They could have gotten her any other way if indeed she was a threat to them.
Okay, Julia Kyan, thanks for this detail. We'll be checking in with you today. We're also following breaking news.
LOX. This one's called Recognize featuring Eve. This is off the We Are the Streets album. Go check it out.
Rough Riders.
Fuck, I'm talking
don't
about
get it
right
twisted,
here.
Y'all.
Recognize.
Rough Riders. Don't get it twisted,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, recognize.
Rough Riders.
Now I know y'all couldn't wait to hear Kiss over Premiere. Kill you on tape, then watch it over a beer. Cause you ain't nothing but a movie with expensive footage. That's the reason they gon' leave you with expensive bullets. Ain't none of y'all better than Locks. Have all of y'all dressed up in a suit, dead in a box. Me and my niggas get redder than Fox. Now I don't care if I love you, I still want head in the drop. Niggas running around talking that Y2K shit. Crackheads is still gon' want that gray shit. That's why I'ma always cop the yay quick. So I suggest all of y'all stay off J Dick. Too hard for MTV, not black enough for BET. Just let me be, give me all my royalty money and let me read. And I'ma have O's for six, a half for three.
Recognize.
Rough Riders, don't get it twisted, y'all.
Mom's place, so like Point Break with a mask on with the president's face. Clear my space when Big Sheet crashed the boards. Y'all ain't just Mark niggas, y'all Hallmark niggas. With all that soft ass writing, might as well be in cards. You don't gamble with your life when I launch these torpedoes that'll shoot the crap out your ass. If I
hope everyone's week is going good. It's almost the weekend, y'all. Let's finish this song up. It's about maybe 45 seconds left.
Went to school high, and I don't care what y'all got. That shit don't excite me. I'm black and deadly, and my burner just like me. And I'm quick to stick one of y'all on tour at the Sheridan.
The X, recognize.
Rough Riders, don't get it twisted, y'all.
If I knew heaven had a ghetto that was sweeter than here, you know the peer pack a bag and just leave next year. But I got a son to raise, so I'ma stay in this hell. And I got a gun to blaze if you play with the L. Dot O, dot X, dot at the end. We the niggas that's gon' leave with the pot at the end. Never too young to die or too old to live. Ain't it hard to bust your gun, go home and mold your kid.
Two sides of everything, right?
Hello, Wax. This one's called Feel It in the Air.
New D Block, LOX, cocksuckers. It's getting warm outside. Step your game up, DJ.
Sort of like the wind blowing, man gets shot in the head. That's the end form. Like ghost face on the purple tape. Everybody working late, trying to make it percolate. Yeah. Like a kite on a breezy day. Did things the fast way, to live life the easy way. But it don't sound right to me, so I gotta pray to God that it show the light to me. That the cops gun come soon. Real hot outside, somebody gon' pop soon. Somebody getting locked up, trying to get rich, so them bricks getting chopped up. Like Siegel in the cell, nigga, he can feel the evil right now, he up in hell, nigga. You saying go hard or go home, shit, you the ghost, stay afloat in your own zone.
You know what it is? Uh-huh. Interstate traffic. The king of New York. Go in, son.
Either you a felon or you dead or you telling or running behind a nappy head bitch that be yelling. I don't wanna relax with the stars. I just want the finances to match with the bars.
That's right.
Come on. The drought is coming, the bullets went through his back and out his stomach. The world keeps turning, B. One in the box and one in the infirmary. Yeah. They gon' always need Chiba, but dust juice is biting. I need me a 3 liter. More money for me than I could really turn it up on them with 20s a C. Hating in the worst way, shorty's coming home violating on his first day. Lighting the purple, tighten your circle. Cause when the hating's coming from home base, it hurts you.
No doubt. That LOX shit.
It's the rape in the chocolate gray safe on a 9/11 turbo with a place to vacate. I put it on my own soul. I'm the illest nigga to live. It's big, my nigga, I got faith. Me kissing Looch, my nigga, that's living proof. If you never saw Poison, look at us in the booth. When it comes to the streets, you know we the illest group. You know you Trinity, fly sector, rap scientist that'll dissect you. I wanna get shot like a trifecta. I can say who gets shot like a director, executive producer. Used to move powder on the street. Now I move powder in the juicer.
Yep. Grab some gas before I go into the job. This is my favorite gas station. Well, my second favorite one. It's out here in Lifers Bay over there by that CVS. What is this? Pump 3. Morning. How are you? So I'm gonna get a pack of Newport hundreds.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull some money out the ATM for. I'll take $6 on pump 3. And
a pump 3, you want Newport?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I should probably get a lighter too.
Okay.
And that's it.
Everything good with you?
Yeah, everything's good with me. How about you?
Good.
Yeah. Just maintaining. I'm about to go to work. I'm glad it's
work.
Yeah. work and pay bills.
Work and baby.
Right?
And pay taxes.
And taxes. Man.
Everything.
Every day. Exactly. All right. Have a good weekend. Well, I thought it was Friday already. I want it to be Friday. Yeah. All right. See you later. Yeah, I have a hole in my pocket. Yeah, she's pretty cool. Yep.
work and pay bills and taxes. That's pretty much it. Alright y'all, so I'm just finished pumping this gas and take my ass to work. Keep enjoying the episode. Alright y'all, this is literally it. Y'all do something good for somebody and we will holler at y'all later.